Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into the world of AI image generation, specifically comparing Midjourney V7 and Flux. It's an interesting topic, and I think listeners will really get a lot out of it. That's right. So let me break this down for you. The current landscape of AI image generation feels a bit like taking a high-performance car to a mechanic but filling it with the wrong fuel. Wait, so what you're saying is that even if you have the right tools, if you don't use them properly, you're just wasting your time. Exactly. Many creators are trying to drive Flux like it's Midjourney, and honestly, that just isn't working out. Today, we're going to cover 9 habits you need to avoid to really supercharge your workflow. Oh, wow. That sounds super relevant. What's the first habit we should be aware of? First up is prompt overload. A lot of users, especially those transitioning from Midjourney, tend to write lengthy prompts. Back then, it was almost necessary to be very descriptive. But with Flux, that's actually counterproductive. Interesting. So instead of writing a novel, we should keep it short and sweet, right? Exactly. With Midjourney, V7 verbose prompts lead to confusion. Over 54% of the time, the AI gets muddled. But with Flux, you achieve about 87% accuracy with just 10 to 20 words. Less really is more. That reminds me of my own experience when I first tried these tools. I was typing out detailed prompts and getting weird results. It was so frustrating. I can imagine when I tested it myself, stripping a prompt down to something simple like photo of a man actually yielded better results. Flux intuitively knows what you're after. Wow, that's a game changer. What's next on our list of habits to avoid? Let's talk about the Discord workflow. While Discord is fantastic for chatting, it's not the best professional design. Scrolling through feeds, trying to find your image, it's such a time waster. I totally get that. It must break your concentration when you're trying to work and then have to sift through all that noise. Right? Around 67% of users have expressed frustration with this setup. That's why we're seeing a big shift toward browser-based tools like Comfy UI or dedicated interfaces for Flux. You can work without that annoying queue. And speaking of frustration, I remember the issues I faced with text rendering. It seems that getting clear text in images is a real pain point. Exactly. Midjourney. V7 does score around 88.5% on typography benchmarks, but it still has its quirks, you know? Flux is much sharper at 94.2%. If you want text that actually reads right, like coffee shop instead of coffee shop, Flux is the way to go. That's such an important detail for creators. Nobody wants to spend extra time fixing text in Photoshop. It feels like wasted energy. And that energy adds up. So, moving forward, what should we be doing instead? It's all about embracing flexibility in 2025. So you're saying we shouldn't be locked into just one tool? Exactly. A hybrid workflow is becoming increasingly common. You might start with Ideogram for perfect text composition, then bring that into Flux for the upscale and details. That makes so much sense. And I bet that helps to avoid the distortion rates we see with V7 too. Absolutely. V7 has a distortion rate of about 32% at 4K. But when you combine Flux with external upscalers, you're looking at a clean output rate of 92.1%. That quality difference is night and day. Wow, I never thought about it that way. It seems like local inference is really the future, especially with the cost-saving benefits. You're spot on. With a decent graphics card, you can generate images locally without being tied to a subscription model. That's a potential 39.4% reduction in operating costs. That's huge. You could put that money back into your business. Exactly. If you stick to old habits, you might find yourself getting left behind. Clear out those lengthy prompts, ditch Discord for local tools, and take control of your workflow. So to summarize, keep prompts concise, ditch the Discord dependency, and embrace a flexible workflow for the best results. Absolutely. And don't forget to experiment with different tools to find the best fit for your projects. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening. and we'll catch you in the next one.